The loud crowd was determined to stay positive and support Transform Rockford's next step in its ambitious project. David Sidney got them to pledge to keep it going.
Are you willing to commit and engage in this process so this vision is actually realized? Yes.
Sidney is one of the Transform Rockford members who helped with the more than 50 community input sessions leading up to the vision, the draft vision at least. This ultimate goal for the city is to make Rockford one of the top 25 places to live in the country by 2025. It will also be a region where people are engaged, inspired, and are leading successful and fulfilling lives.
I've been waiting for something like this forever.
Philippe Gardner spent the evening gathering feedback from people about whether Transform Rockford got its vision right. He's the type of volunteer community groups covet, and from a demographic so often endangered in older industrial cities like Rockford.
I'm a young person, I'm single, no kids. I just bought a house here a year ago. I wanted to be involved in something much larger than myself, something that was going to have a real purpose, a real meaning, something that made me want to get up in the morning. I mean, I work finance and I love my job. This is a nice balance.
More than half a year down the road, it's still early in the process. So far, Transform Rockford has made a case for why change is needed, what values are shared by all community members, and in a few weeks, we'll finalize its vision and the 12 areas where citizens can get involved. Those include education, safety, arts, and jobs. Former Rockford Mayor John McNamara is on board. He says he loves the process being used because it builds upon the strengths the city already has.
I love the idea that they used all these different people, especially younger people, to talk, and of multiple races. And then they went back over them a couple times. So I think then people were really understanding what this means. And while most of us don't understand exactly how this whole next process is going to work, I'm sure it'll be explained to us when we're really volunteering.
Ruth Fairchild has lived in Rockford for 20 years. She says she's going to get more of her neighbors involved in the effort because this is the first time she feels everyone's welcome and everyone's opinions being heard.
This is equal. This does not have anything to do with color. Now, when it comes down to actually getting contracts and doing things like that, your voice is going to be very important. If you were at the table and planned and you know what's coming up, you have an opportunity. But if you don't put something in at the ground level, it makes it very difficult.
Flori Guevara grew up in Chicago but has made Rockford her home for the last decade, and she plans to raise her daughters there. That's why the effort is important to her.
Rockford is a real beautiful town. I love it. A lot of people talk about negative things about Rockford, but it is how they live, and how they live, that's how they see life. So I think a lot of positive things about Rockford.
The Transform Rockford process can sound pretty dry on paper. It was developed and is funded by local business leaders. It's based in strategic planning models. It's going to take years to make it through all of the steps in the flowcharts. It's a lot of work. But that's not how volunteer Philippe Gardner sees it.
This is dealing with people and emotions and families and neighborhoods and jobs and health and education, all of it. And it's so exciting to be able to learn about all of these industries, learn about all these different facets of our community, and being able to have, not a say, but have some input into what's happening. This is like a grassroots movement, truly. It's a great thing to be a part of.
Transform Rockford is counting on long-term community involvement. They need lots of people to pitch in. Each of the 12 focus areas will have a business, faith, and community leader heading it, with others advising. Executive Director Mike Shablaski says it's not an organization. He believes it's a mindset and a movement. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.